Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Omud Beis. And we begin on the bottom of Mem Hei Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, which deals with the din of Kiddush Al Hayayin. When you come home from Shul Friday night, so you make Kiddush. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Kishyovel Devesu, when you come home to your house on Friday night, after you daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, Yemayer Lechol Miyad, you should immediately try to eat your Friday night Seuda. Miyad, immediately. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph, Hainu Lekadish, it means that you should make Kiddush right away, Kidei Sheyizkor Shabbos B'Eis Tchilas Knisasu, so that you should mention Shabbos, so to say, at the very beginning of your coming home to your house. The Kol Kama Demakdeminon, as much as you can make the Kiddush as early as possible, it's preferable. And since you have to make Kiddush right away, and Kiddush has to be alasuda, so therefore, we will learn these halachos a little bit more in detail, but the Kiddush has to be on the suda, so if you're making Kiddush right away, you have to have your meal right away as well. What happens if the person's not hungry? If the person's not really hungry, he can't eat right now, so then he can wait in that situation to make Kiddush and eat his Suda, have Kiddush al HaSuda, until he gets hungry a little bit later on in time. Because technically you've already mentioned Shabbos when you davened in Shul Maariv. And therefore, you have fulfilled the obligation in HaTorah, according at least to the Rambam, that a person has to mention Shabbos, bring in the Shabbos, so to say. We'll learn in the Magen Avraham in the name of the Ramah. Tishafut number one brings down, if a person is very tired, he needs to take a little bit of a nap before Kiddush. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was mistapik. Do we have to be concerned over here that he's going to fall asleep and he's going to not get up until the morning and he'll miss making the Friday night Suda? But, he says, if he does, that's not the end of the world. Because even if he's not Makadish that night, he can make Kiddush the next day and be able to see the Kiddush Baraisa on Shabbos morning, Shabbos lunchtime. And he says that that's not a Tashlumim, that's the Ikar Hadin, so it's not necessarily a problem, and he's left with a Tzarech Iyan. Anyway, the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, if this is going to cause a problem with Shalom Bayis, or he has servants in his house, or other guests in his house, and certainly if he has a poor person who's staying over with him and is hungry, then you certainly should not delay making Kiddush and having the meal. Since these people are your responsibility, these servants or this guest, especially if he's a poor, hungry guest, they're your responsibility. You have no right to go and delay bringing on the Kiddush and the meal because you want to do the mitzvah the optimal way when you're hungry to eat the Suda Shabbos B'taiva with great desire and oneg. So that's not enough of a reason to cause all these other people who are hungry and who are tired not to eat right away. This is a very important idea that basically tells us you don't do a mitzvah on somebody else's cheshbon. And you learn this out from one of the early places. It's from Avraham Avinu. He says, Yukach no me'at mayim v'rachatzu raglehem. When Avraham Avinu told the three malachim that came to him, take a little bit of water and wash your feet. Why didn't he say take a lot of water? He was magnanimous with everything else. So that's because when he did something himself, he was magnanimous with it. But when he's telling one of his servants to go and get the water, so then Avraham Avinu isn't going to be a tzaddik on their behalf and say, use a lot of water. So he didn't want to make the servant go and bring a lot of water, and he only brought a little bit of water, and he told him, therefore, use yukach no me'at mayim, only take a little bit of water, not to be a tzaddik on somebody else's cheshbon. A very, very important hashkafic idea. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkot and Beis. If you davened early, and now it's early, and you're going to go and make your Suda with Kiddush and the Suda, and when you davened in Shul, you're not sure, was it really dark then? Was it really Zman Kriyashma then? Therefore, he says, in this situation, it's more proper that you should read Kriyashma before you make Kiddush and the Suda. If you're at all uncertain that maybe in Shul you didn't read it in the proper time. But if in Shul you read it in the proper time, then you don't have to delay at all. But if you're coming home right now and you're saying, gee, maybe it's really Zman Kriyashma now, and it wasn't Zman Kriyashma a few minutes ago when we were in Shul, so then it's preferable that you read quickly Kriyashma now, without the brachos, just saying Kriyashma to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and then have your Kiddush and Suda. And he says, look previously, Le'el, B'Simen, Reish, Samach, Zayin, B'Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot, and Vav, where this has been discussed previously. Then he brings down Kosav Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehilchus Shabbos, writes Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Lekadesh Yom HaShabbos B'dvorim, that there is a obligation from the Torah that a person should accept upon himself Shabbos to be Mekadesh to Shabbos with words. You don't have to do it Al Hayayin according to the Din Daraisa, and that's based upon the pasuk that says Shenema Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Kolomer, what does that mean? Zochreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush V'Chulei. You have to sanctify and remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's what Shabbos is all about, and you can do that just with words. But the rabbis came along and said, the rabbis came along and instituted that it's preferable to do this mitzvah of kiddush, to do it on wine. But min hadin, you would be able to be yotzei this chi of daraisa just by davening. And he says, v'chein kosu atosus, they were in Sukkah, daf lamed ches, and in Nozir, and daf dalet. They both say the alayayin hurak midirabanan. They also point out that making kiddush on wine is only a dirabanan. The rabbi said do this, but midaraisa you can do it just with words alone. And therefore, because of a magen avram, the lefize midaraisa bekiddush shomer betfila sagi. Therefore, according to this, the magen avram says that the saying of Mekadesh HaShabbos or Vayichulu in the Shmona Esrei, that fulfills your obligation midaraisa to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. And he says, Dikra, because the Pasuk Siv says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, Barei Zohar also, and you did this, you remember the Shabbos. V'kiddush b'mokum Suda midrabanan. And that which we say, to have this Kiddush in the setting of a Suda, make Kiddush on wine, and then have the Suda, that is entirely a din derabanan, k'mo shekosav the Beis Yosef, Simen Reish Samach Tes, as the Mechaber himself in the Beis Yosef said in Simen Reish Samach Tes. And he brings Behavi Amogin Avram, Rael is it. The Amogin Avram brings a Rael to this, Min HaGemara, from the Gemara itself, the Yotzi Min HaTorah B'Tfilah, that says you can't fulfill this obligation of Kiddush in the davening. And therefore, Al Kain, Im Sofik Lo Im Kidei Sholo, if a person is not sure, he doesn't remember, did I make Kiddush or not on wine? Ain't Tzorich Lachzor L'Kaddish, he doesn't have to go and make another Kiddush again, because he knows he made the Kiddush in the davening. He, i.e., sanctified Shabbos during the davening by saying Vayichulu Mekadesh HaShabbos, and the Sveikel Rabbanan Kula. And now, if the only question is, should he or should he not repeat the Kiddush Alakos, so he already fulfilled the obligation of the Raitza. We're only talking here about a Rabbanan, and we have a general rule, Sofek the Rabbanan Lekula, when in doubt about a Bracha, almost all the Brachas other than Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, on the Rabbanan, when in doubt, we don't repeat the Bracha. And this is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim. As an aside, there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger over here who says that when a person says Vayichulu, the Yotzi in Shul, so now he's only Mechuyiv Midirabanan when he comes home to make Kiddush. But as we will learn a little bit later in the shir, his wife, who is Mechuyiv Midaraisa as well, how can he, who's already fulfilled the mitzvah Midaraisa, now be Motzi, his wife, who still is lacking the mitzvah Midaraisa? And one of the terutzim is that when your wife says good Shabbos to you when you come home, she's also fulfilling the mitzvah on a deraisa level of being Mekadesh to Shabbos, and now she's really knocked down to a derabbanan, and therefore a derabbanan can be motzei a derabbanan. There are many other terutzim to this teretz, but that's one of the famous ones. And therefore, in this situation, gam de katan, the Mishnah Berurah continues, shegiel lechinuch, a child who has reached the age of chinuch and is obligated only on a derabbanan type of a basis, yochel lahotzi, could go and be motzi a adult lefizeh afilu legodol bekiddush im hagodol espalik kvar, can even be motzi a godol who has already fulfilled the mitzvah on a daraisa level by his davening mariv, and now that adult is only obligated on a derabbanan level. The child is only obligated on a derabbanan level, and therefore one derabbanan can be motzi another derabbanan. Now that's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and this is brought down in the name of Derech HaChayim. And in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis, he points out, this is only if the Katan himself didn't daven Mariv. However, if the Katan daven Mariv, any yochel otzi agodol b'chol gavn, then he can't be motzi the gadol, because this is two derabbanans now, the agodol hu chad min derabbanan. Because this Katan, A, fulfilled his mitzvah already on a derabbanan level by saying Mariv, and now he's going to be motzi you, it's only mid derabbanan that he can be motzi you. And the adult, who still has to hear Kiddush, that's only one derabbanan. It does bring out that the Chayei Adam disagrees with this, but in any event, there is this opinion that says a Katan could be Motzi, a Gadol, if they're both on a Durabbanan, a single Durabbanan level. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many disagree with this. One could argue with this very strenuously. Number one, that we learned La'el B'Simin Samach Siv Dalid, we learned previously the mitzvos tzrichos kavana, that in order to perform a mitzvah properly, you really should understand what you're doing, that you're about to do a mitzvah, and that you're intending to do this mitzvah, in order to la'aseh spasiyas mitzvah, to fulfill the obligation of this mitzvah. Umistama, certainly, the stam position is ein miderech ha'olam. It is not the normal custom. L'chavin lo seisus mitzvah sasei d'zocha b'tfila. Most people, when they're saying vayichulu in the Shemoneh Esrei or Mekadish Shabbos, aren't intending to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush Shabbos. Why? Kivin sheyesh lo yayin opas, since he has wine and bread, v'yochel l'kadish aleim achakach b'vrocha kiddin, and he knows he's going to do it in the right way a little bit later on, v'tov yotze sheyetze oz ha-mitzah sasei d'araisa, it's preferable for him to be yotze the mitzah sasei d'araisa on the kiddish cup, on the wine, or on the challah, mishyetze ato, as opposed to saying it now in the Shemoneh Esrei, via below kos, and without a cup, v'shalo b'mak masuda, and not during the suda, as the rabbi suggested is the preferable way to do it. Now, there are a couple of points here that need to be understood a little bit deeper. And we look in Dishuva number 10. Number one, he brings down. If a person is sick and can't have wine, for example, or he's very poor and he doesn't have bread or wine. So Shlomo Zalman Paskins in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shechayev mi'ikra din l'chavim betvila lotzi sidei chovas mitzvahs kiddush. So then he should specifically intend during the Shmoneh Esrei that he's intending to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush Shabbos. Dishuva number 11 brings down from the Chassam Sofer. A normal person doesn't have intention and should specifically not have intention to be yotzei the kiddush daraisa when he davens. In order, that he can more ideally, more optimally fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush when he has his suda and when he has his cup of wine. And Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, Sheyesh Lodinim Tzorach L'chavim B'tvila Shelo Latzei Sidei Chovas HaKiddush. Maybe once you specifically have what we call a negative kavana, I hereby do not wish to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Daraisa. Or is it enough that the fact that Chazal will Mesakin to make Kiddush HaLakos, Mimela, Kavanas HaMispal Lotzei Sidei Chovas HaKiddush HaLakos. The person, almost by definition, is not intending to be Yotzei in the Tvila, but only when he says Kiddush HaLakos. And furthermore, he points out that even though the nusach is the same, the vayichulu that you say, the makadish haShabbos that you say in the Shemoneh Esrei is identical to the vayichulu and the makadish haShabbos that you say in the kiddush, so he says, nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, also in the Shmir Shabbos Keuchasa, sheyachavin lo tzei yidei chovas mitzvah tefila. When you're davening, have in mind that you're davening to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefila, and not the mitzvah of kiddush, zochor yom haShabbos lekacho. The Mishnah Berurah continues and brings down another reason why you shouldn't have the katan be motzei a gadol who was already yotzei midaraisa. The old kamatam machrim sheish lefak was there. There are other reasons why we don't prefer this. Ukamoshe biarati bebir halacha. There's a huge bir halacha over here that stretches from the omid aleph all the way through the omid beis, and he says al kain because of those reasons that he points out over there. Yesh lemnoa milotzei sidei kiddush ayidei katan. It's much more preferable that an adult, even though he was yotzei midaraisa, should not be now have the katan make the bracha and be motzei him, albeit he's also only mechuyev midrabanan. And he says, "Vafilu miyizor hashomea." Even if the person listening is careful, lomar imo milo b'mila, he's going to say every word with him. He still shouldn't be yotzei with the katan, unless gam kein nochem milo limno mezeh. He likewise shouldn't do this unless in lo shemunach lefon of gam kein paso yayin be'es hakiddush. Unless he has his own kos or his own lechemishna in front of him, and he'll be eating that as the katan concludes the kiddush. He'll either take a drink of the wine or a bite of the challah. And as we'll learn, kilelakame besov siv katan gimel. This is perfectly acceptable. He adds, "V'dad the kiddush shal yom tov hu midrabbanan." He says, "By the way, on Yom Tov, everybody agrees that the kiddush is only midrabbanan." Or mikol mokom yeshlo kol din kiddush shal Shabbos. But we have all the stringencies related to the kiddush of Shabbos applying as well to the kiddush of Yom Tov. And he says, "V'im yom tov chol bi'erev Shabbos." If Friday is Yom Tov, ve'elu ela kos echad, and he only has one kos. So if he makes kiddush on Friday on Yom Tov, he's not going to be able to make kiddush on Friday night on Shabbos. So it's preferable menichol Shabbos shumin haTorah. He certainly should keep the kiddush cup that he's using for Friday night rather than on Yom Tov. Will be Yom Tov yikadosh alapas, and then on Yom Tov when he's making kiddush, he should do it on bread and leave the more preferable making kiddush on wine for Shabbos when the chiyuv is stronger min haTorah. At least to make kiddush is min haTorah, even though it's not kiddush al hayayin min haTorah. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush. Women are obligated in making Kiddush as well on Shabbos. Afo Pishu Mitzvah Saseishas Man Groma. Even though this is a time-dependent mitzvah, the Ramah says, Pirush Mitzvah Saseishas Tlui Bizman. You can't make Kiddush on Thursday. You have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. So it's obviously a time-dependent mitzvah. You can only do it on Friday night or on Shabbos morning if you aren't able to do it on Friday night. And therefore, technically, women would not be obligated. But in this situation, we say women are obligated in Kiddush, even though it's a Mitzvah Saseishas Man Groma. How come? So the Mechaber tells us, Mishum the Iskash Zohar Lishomer, because in the Aseres Adibros that are found in Yisro, it says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. In the Aseres Adibros found in Ves Hanan, it says Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Zohar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad. They're both said simultaneously. And this teaches us, Vahani Nashi, these women, Hoel v'Isnu b'Shmira. Since women are obligated in all of the mitzvahs Lo Sase, which are represented by Shomer as Yom HaShabbos, so therefore Isnu b'Shmira, they're also included in Zohar as Yom HaShabbos, which represents the mitzvah Sase, specifically to go and be Mechabe the Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, the Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Homer B'Dibros HaRishonos. As I mentioned, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos in the first set of Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, and Vishomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Homer B'Dibros HaChronos, which was said in the Aseres HaDibros in Devarim in Parshas Voes Hanan, Shnei and B'Dibor Ech Nemru. They were both said simultaneously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar Koyal Mitzvah Sasei the Kiddush, and the Zohar is a reference to the Mitzvah Sasei for a person to be Mekadosh to Shabbos, an active action. The Chanal, as we've already explained, Vishamar, and Vishamar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, that's Koy, that goes out Shmiro Mimlocha, the obligation the person has not to do the 39 Melachos on Shabbos. Ukishem Shabbisu Melacha Bevadai Gam Noshim Musaros, and certainly for all the Lo Saseis, there is no such thing as a Lo Sasei Shazman Groma. You're never allowed to do a Lo Sasei, whether you're a man or a woman. There is no distinction at all for any of the Lo Saseis, even those that are particular to a certain day, like do not do work on Shabbos. You're allowed to do work on Thursday. But nevertheless, we don't have a concept of a mitzvah Lo Sasei Shazman Groma, so we never make such a distinction, and therefore women are obligated in every single Lo Sasei. There are some very minor exceptions to this rule. For example, the prohibition against women cutting their payas of their sideburns and the payas of their beard. And for a female Kohenet, she is allowed to be metami lemeis. Those are the three exceptions to mitzvahs lo saseh that women are not obligated in, but all other lo saseh women are obligated in. And therefore, since women are obligated in all the lo saseh of Shabbos, came by say the zohar gam noshim mitzvos. Therefore, likewise in the mitzvahs zohar yom Shabbos, women are included as well, because zohar v'shomer b'dibur echad. If you look in Dershim foot number 15, he brings down ul inyan chiyav noshim b'kiddush on yontif. So that already is the machlokis in the poskim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that women are only mechuyavos the Rabbanan, and this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. However, he brings down that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that women are not even mechuyavos on Yontif for Kiddush, even mid the Rabbanan. And even if women wish to be Yotze, as many women do, wish to be Yotze with Kiddush on Yontif, so then if you hold like the Beis Yosef, who says that women who accept upon themselves doing a mitzvah say are allowed to do so, but they can't make a bracha on it, so Shlomo Zalman says, according to that opinion, women should not make Kiddush themselves on Yontif, they should listen to a man make Kiddush if they wish to be Yotze with Kiddush on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, U'poshut tekotten eino motzi eso isha. And it's clear that a young child can't be motzi a woman. The law says the rabbanon mefik daraisa, because the woman is mechuyavas midaraisa, and the child is only mechuyav midarabbanon. And he says vafilu ben yidgimu shama, even if the child is bar mitzvah. We have to be concerned, chayshin on shem alohai vishtei saros, maybe he doesn't have physiological maturity, he doesn't have two pubic hairs, and as a result, he's only mechuyav midarabbanon. Because the bebili daraisa, in regards to any din daraisa, lo samchina na chazaka, we can't rely upon the chazaka derava. As it's known, that when a child reaches the age of 13, mistama, he has two pubic hairs. Mekivin shigil l'chal shonim, higil l'chal simoni saros, that is only a din of chazaka, and you can't rely upon a chazaka for din daraisa. And in this situation, you can't be motzi somebody achi yismal izakono, until you filled in your hair entirely, which the Sharet Zion and Osei points out, it lav dafka means entirely, it means just the rov, seyar biskono, until most of his beard has grown in. And this is brought down, kamosha kosa b'choshi mishpot, simon lamed hei. And therefore, it's preferable that the woman should make Kiddush herself rather than be motzied by her bar mitzvah age son, or certainly if he's less than bar mitzvah. If she doesn't know how to make Kiddush, she should say every word along with him if she can't say it on her own. And she shouldn't intend to be yosi with his Kiddush, but with the words that she's saying. Since she's saying the words of the Kiddush herself, she should have the wine or the chal in front of her. And shouldn't rely upon him holding the cup, but she should have her own cup. This works even if it's a very young child. That's if the woman didn't daven marv herself. If she didn't marv, then ledasa mogin avrama. Now kvar yotzi they kiddush midaraisa. Then she was yotzi already, as we already explained, on a deraisa level. And then in this situation, yesh lismoch al marv ben yirgim usham mishotzi achakach bekiddush. Then she can rely upon this child to be motzi her. The hainu she chavin motzi her, that she should have intention to listen to him, and he should have intention to be motzi her. With two men who want to be motzi, they're in families. They shouldn't both say kiddush at the same time. It's very hard to listen to two people saying kiddush and listen to the entire kiddush of one of them. Dishah number 17 brings down that we do say that that's possible because kiddush is so chavit to you, but he certainly says it's not preferable to do so. That concludes today's shir.